This is our Mayor Peter Flannery, Moreton Bay Council. Now, we're talking about Moreton Bay Council Vision Survey. Why are we considering becoming a city now? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, we're at a bit of a crossroads, Rosemary, of how we've grown up since the amalgamation in 2008, where we were given the allocation of a regional, and that happened because we were three or more councils coming together with the decision then by the state government to give us a regional classification, I suppose, as many of the rural councils out west did, with many amalgamations of councils there to form the regional ones. And we've also got the Olympics and the Paralympics coming up in 2032. The recent mining and the Southeast Queensland regional plans under review at the moment too with the state government. So there's all these, I suppose, dominoes in play at the moment, and we're looking at the opportunity to best harness our opportunities with those games coming up, the Olympics and Paralympics, for all visitors to Southeast Queensland. And we want to provide a platform for Moreton Bay to introduce ourselves to the world. And we believe that having that classification of city there puts us on a better standing than regional when people from outside our area, outside our state, outside our country are looking at our area for investment, for opportunities to come and visit and to create local jobs. So, we want to be a $40 billion economy by 2040, some of our goals through our regional economic development strategy. And I think this will put us on the right foot and the right path to achieve that with these opportunities that the doors will open with the rebranding, I suppose, of our classification. So
this
will be Moreton Bay Council. It'll be Moreton Bay City Council rather than Moreton Bay Regional Council.
Okay.
With a different focus and emphasis on it all.
I'm just thinking, you know, how would we change our classification from region to city council?
Well, bit of a process we've got to go through. So it really dawned on me when I was down in Canberra and dealing with some of the federal ministers down there from other states, and also the bureaucrats, that they didn't really understand Queensland and how we are. And I often got questioned, what part of rural Queensland are you from, or are you from Gympie or Mackay or somewhere like that, because you've got regional in your name. So we came back and thought, well, this isn't good for us, this isn't good for the region, and what can we do about it? And So we started looking at ideas and becoming about the city, and looked at our surrounding neighbours to our south, and every one of them is a city. The five councils from Brisbane south are all city councils, and three of them are smaller than us in population. And then we started looking at the regional plan as well. I said, well, we're next to the capital city of the state, and the word regional doesn't paint that picture in people's minds when they're looking at us from outside our beautiful area.
Okay.
So we thought we want to be competitive for them. We want to stand on our own 2 feet. We don't want to be that missing bit between Brisbane and Sunshine Coast that people often drive through and not drive to.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we want to be competitive. We want to be a new kind of city that people haven't seen before in southeast Queensland, probably Queensland, with a polycentric city. And we want to have many centres, not just one centre CBD model, which we've seen fail for Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. We want to have multiple centres, which we've got throughout our region at the moment. And we want to support them and not compete against each other, and then have our townships and our villages off them, which creates the beautiful natural environments we have here, and support that and keep the uniqueness that we have here while people come to live here. And we've got areas like Caboolture West that are going to grow to 70,000 people. So that particular area in its own right would be a city in many people's minds. So we think that the opportunity is there, and we want to better put ourselves in better with both the state government and federal government, opportunities of funding into the future for infrastructure, but also investment from businesses and across the board when they come here with the Olympics and the opportunities it'll bring.
Peter, Mayor Flannery, I should be saying, and listeners, that's who I'm speaking to right now, but why did we become a region in the first place? What was that all about?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned before, when we came amalgamated, there used to be shires, there used to be Caboolture Shire, Pond River Shire, and Redcliffe was a city, but the decision back then by the state government was that because you were three councils or more being amalgamated, you'd become a region to try and address the broadness of those areas. And as I said, it was particularly aimed at the rural councils out western Queensland and central Queensland to pick up the support for them. So we just fell into that category, we became a new category, and that's how we became that designation for us. But we've grown up since then, and we've become a what I believe acting as a city. And that needs a clarification of the city through the Local Government Act. And the process and the way to do that is we have to apply to the local government minister to look at the request to take it to the Change Commissioner. And then the Independent Electoral Commission looks at it and does the assessment as well. And they've said to us, if we want to consider that, we need to have it in before the end of this year when they're doing a review of the local government boundaries.
Mm.
Otherwise, the opportunity won't be there for another 4 years, which will be 2026.
There you go. There you go. And how much would it cost us, Mayor Flannery, if we did become a city? Because ratepayers are always interested in our hip pockets.
Yeah, definitely. And there's been a bit of, incorrect information out there that's going to cost us millions and millions. If our understanding now, looking at the figures and looking at what needs to change, is it'd be very minimal cost, because we've been changing since we've been amalgamated with our signs. And there's still many Caboolture signs, Redcliffe or Pine River signs still out there that get changed over a period of time as they need to. So the budget's there to do that. So we'll just continue on those budgets, which are in our departments, for the change from our previous councils to our regional council.
Yep.
And as those signs become dilapidated or need maintenance, and that's when we would change them over. It's not something going overnight and change every sign within
the region. No.
And it's not, the idea is not to do that. We don't want to create a deficit for the process of this. And with the digital stuff of letterheads and websites, and that can be done at a click of a button.
Pretty easy.
Not like the old days when you had thousands and thousands of letterheads printed off and business cards ring. It would be done now as we progress through and changing our stuff over as and when it's needed, so there wouldn't be a significant cost involved with that at all.
Peter, people do have an opportunity to have a say, and that would be on the Moreton Bay Council Vision Survey. So would we get people to get onto that website and have their say?
Yeah, certainly. Part of the process is we're going out for community, and that people trying to know, explain the process we're going to go through and the reasons why, and we have a lot of information there for people to read. So if you get on the council's website and look at the region Moreton Bay City Vision section of that website, there'll be a questionnaire there, there'll be all the links to the information you need to read, have it read through. But that survey will be closing end this month, so ask people to get on there, have their say. If they think it's a good idea, please get on and support the idea.
Quick, smart.
Very quick, smart, and we'd love to hear that feedback. But it's something that it's part of the process. It's hearing the feedback. We're talking to businesses, we're talking to individuals, we're talking to everybody across our region about the ideas, and everyone I've spoken to at the moment think it's a bit of a no-brainer, and the benefits are definitely there, and there doesn't seem to be too many losses for doing it. So I think the benefits really outweigh the losses. I can't see any loss, really.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to lose our identity. We're not going to have sky-rise buildings built in areas we don't want it to be. We want to protect the uniqueness of our rural areas, our urban areas in our coastlines, and we can still do that when a city council as well. We don't lose any of that. So it's a journey that's very exciting. Many opportunities are there, and we want to create a live, work and play thing where people have a 20-minute, 30-minute from their home to work or their home to some leisure or recreational activities and not be stuck on that Bruce Highway and stuck on transport systems that aren't working.
Mayor Flannery, we just absolutely love our area, and while we've got a beautifully diverse area, who knows? Let's get it out there and talk about it and look forward to the years ahead. Mayor Flannery, Peter Flannery, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and I hope people will get onto that survey and give their ideas, their thoughts, so that we've got a good idea of where we're going and how everybody's on board with us. I do thank you for your time this morning. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much, Rosemary. Take care.